All right, Coach. Well, Paxton Lynch has officially embarked on his journey, and it's the NFL draft journey. You've spent 4 years with him. What has impressed you most about his growth as a quarterback during that time with him?
Well, he's just continued to get better. You know, he's diligent in his work ethic. Perfecting his craft is important to him. He wasn't a completely blank slate when we got him, but he was a little rough around the edges, but we felt like he had a great upside. And he worked really hard in the weight room to continue to add pounds to that long frame of his and really let him show off his athletic ability. But the biggest thing is he really cares. He really wants to be good and works hard to try and improve on a daily basis.
He goes from a virtually unknown Trinity Christian Academy in a wing tee offense to a potential first-round draft pick after his success at Memphis. As a coach, how much did you have to change what Paxton Lynch had learned in high school, and how much did you build off of that?
We didn't change a lot. It wasn't like he came to us with a bunch of bad habits. In fact, kind of the opposite. He was a little bit green, but had very few bad habits that needed worked on. He just hadn't played a lot. He hadn't played at a real high level. He hadn't played in the type of offenses you see in college, and obviously he hadn't played in the types that you see in the NFL either. But so that part of it was kind of new to him. But he's a highly intelligent kid. I mean, he rarely makes the same mistake twice. You just, if you tell it to him and coach it to him and get it explained to him, he's gonna comprehend it and go be able to put it into action. So it wasn't like I said, it wasn't like he had a bunch of things that we had to fix. He just had a lot of room for improvement.
You know, he's mobile, he's accurate, he's big. What do you think a lot of NFL teams, what do you think is going to impress them the most once they actually meet Paxton Lynch in person? You had a chance to really get to know him during your time there.
Well, the first thing is his size. I don't know how tall they'll list him as at the combine, but he has got incredible length, and he still has 15 or 20 more pounds that he can put on his frame. So I think that's going to draw their attention. Second of all, when they watch him move around, I think they're going to be amazed at how good an athlete he really is, especially for that size. And then when they sit down and talk to him, they realize he's a highly intelligent young man that is living his dream right now, but also really, really wants to learn how to play the game at a high level, a guy that's really just started to scratch the surface of what he can become.
Justin Fuente, head coach of the Memphis Tigers for 4 years, now the head coach of Virginia Tech. We thank you so much for joining us today, Coach, and best of luck in your new position.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.